mandate after Patrick Rosal. Mandate was to pick on the weaker boys, or at least the less sharp-tongued. To kick ball till the moon rose, or something vital bled, we lived to wait like predator for the first note of a slow jam, to grind ourselves into the wall with a pretty curl between us and make sure our boys were watching. We were tropical, suave, oil money post-colonial fellas, and we had to do well in all things. In Latin, in the first Queen's Royal College Boy Scout Band, in talking shit, and especially in football, so we practiced memorizing where our defenders were so we could look the other way as we went past them, because it was only cool if you made it seem effortless. We were sophisticates like that, looking for immortality in the tales of others, and most of our friends were still alive. To buy 2 snow cones from George, whose cart was parked outside the school each day, to have each cone stacked with extra syrup and condensed milk, to gather round the cart because George always had sensible shit to say. To follow that with the 2 hottest, spiciest doubles from the doubles man behind the cafeteria who built 2 multi-level homes off the profits from our purchases. To laugh at that irony. To pick on the faggot boys because we wanted our fathers to think we were men. To join the new dance craze revolution, to stop traffic on Frederick Street just to see Doc, Scientist and Froggy spin on vinyl, electric boogie, headstand, dead man, to sit on the steps of our downtown shopping plaza and stare at the beauty of our woman, to believe at 16 that they were our woman, to welcome music videos and satellite TV like it was God, because who can see the future anyway? It was 1984, and we were busy looking good, mimicking everything we saw. To go watch Gip play better than the rest of us, see him collect the ball on the outside of his left foot, count the onrushing defender's footsteps and slide the ball deftly through his legs while looking the other way. Our bodies hadn't begun to betray us yet. Kirk and Gregory and Rudy and Peter were still alive. Dave still had his legs. And the worst thing wasn't not doing well, only seeming like you were trying too hard.